the Caesar Land Acknowledgement for the Field Fund website. This land acknowledgement has been written by the person who is administrating and representing the values of the Field Fund. I start by following the teachings of Jill Carter, Indigenous leader, researcher, and theater worker at the University of Toronto, and of Cole Alves, Toronto-based Métis Two-Spirit theater artist. They taught me that entering into a relationship with others starts with acknowledging one's history. I identify as a transgender, white, privileged, first-generation settler in Canada. I hold German ancestry on one side of my family that I haven't researched. My privileges include double citizenship, university education, financial stability at the moment that provides me with the food I need, and a roof. As a settler in Canada, I acknowledge my discomfort with the 1787 Toronto Purchase, the 1805 indenture, the 1923 Williams Treaties, and possibly also with the 2010 $145 million settlement between Canada and the Mississaugas of New Credit First Nation. All these imposed settlers' concept of land ownership and extinguished rights. In that sense, I consider that we are on a territory that was never considered through an equal nation-to-nation relationship and never ceded. I acknowledge that I largely favor public land ownership, but that, be it private or public, especially in Toronto, where the city has not studied a decolonization process, land ownership does not recognize the spirit and concepts with which the land is considered and cared for by Indigenous communities, Indigenous philosophy, and knowledge. I acknowledge that decolonizing my way of thinking, my privileges, my relationships to others is way more complex and destabilizing and time-consuming than I expected. I acknowledge to have knowledge that Toronto is in the Dish with One Spoon territory. The Dish with One Spoon is a treaty between the Anishinaabe, Mississaugas, and Haudenosaunee that bound them to share the territory and protect the land. Subsequent Indigenous nations and peoples, Europeans and all newcomers included, have been invited into this treaty in the spirit of peace, friendship, and respect. The Dish, or sometimes as it is called the Ball, represents what is now Southern Ontario from the Great Lakes to Quebec and from Lake Simcoe into the United States. We all eat out of the Dish, all of us that share this territory, with only one spoon. That means that we have to share the responsibility of ensuring that the Dish is never empty and includes taking care of the land and of the creatures we share it with. Importantly, there are no knives at the table. We must keep the peace. I acknowledge my limited capacity in respectfully enacting the treaty.